At least I can control whether I smoke or not. You can't take that away from me. No, my teenage years, I actually left home when I was 15. The relationship with my mother had become that strained, that we just couldn't live together. I never stopped loving her, never, ever stopped loving her, but we just could not live together. And that continued even into adulthood. We couldn't live together. We were just too alike in a lot of ways. And it was difficult for her. And I think she also had perhaps a lot of resentment, if that's not too strong a word, against the way I behaved, because my other two sisters were normal. Even my other sister, you know, after her illness, was normal. And I was, and still am, the black sheep of the family. And it's just a role that I got used to. And thought, okay, if this is how you see me, this is how I'll be. And I've always been very independent, very headstrong, and very determined.
Where did you go when you left home?
Various places. First of all, I went to stay with a friend in like a kind of squat kind of thing, which was difficult. Managing diabetes with no food, no drink, no money, very difficult. But I managed. My body, I think, by then had become accustomed to doing without insulin for a while, which was not good. But then I'd sort of go home, grab a shot, go again, get some food and so on and so forth. And it continued for a while. I was gone from about a good 8-9 months. And then I used to live down in Sparkbrook, a small heath, with a friend. She got a flat down there, and I was there for perhaps another couple of months. Mom didn't talk to me, didn't want to know. I was quite happy just doing my thing. But I wasn't actually doing anything, if you're with me. In fact, it wasn't 15, it was 16. I'm lying, because I'd actually finished school. And that was one thing that they couldn't take away from me, because when I was at school as well, it was another rebellion thing. I didn't go to school for the last 2 years because of the diabetes. It was nothing to do with the diabetes. I was wagging it. But that was the excuse I always gave, and they didn't dare to question that. So when it came to doing the exams now, they refused to let me sit the exams because I hadn't done any of the coursework. But my parents argued, because every night I'd be home studying. Every single night I'd be home. And what would happen is I'd go to sit in the flats with my friend, or go to a friend's house, and smoke and have a laugh and chats and so on. Then meet people on the way home from school, take their work and go home and learn it. So my parents argued that I've worked, I'm ready, I need to take these exams. The school said it would be a waste of money, they weren't prepared to do it. So my parents said, okay, we will pay for any exams that she fails. So on that understanding, they let me sit CSEs. I originally had been up for GCSEs. And I came out with 6 grade A's, and they sent the results back to be checked. The only one I failed was English, because I hadn't done the coursework. And that just gave me even more determination. You know, I thought, well, 2 years I haven't been to school. I've walked out with 6 grade A's. Don't tell me I can't do anything, you know. Because that was a running theme throughout my childhood. I remember that strongly from every avenue, except my father, who was non-committal either way. But my mother, when I wanted to learn to drive, you can't do that, you're too thick. When I said I wanted to go to university, you'll never get to university. Nobody in our family's been in university. And to date, apart from me, nobody still has.